You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2. I play dope beats on this show. I chat with dope people doing amazing things, and I talk about food. Today, I am going to be airing two interviews about food events happening this month. But before I get into them, I want to share some details about a food event also happening this weekend. It's happening on Sunday. Earlier this week, I chatted with Caroline and Leaf with Pace Society about the recent changes that the Vancouver Police Department made to the sex work enforcement guidelines. And that interview is going to air on Intravenous on this Wednesday, actually, probably in the first half hour of the show. So definitely check that out. They are having a barbecue fundraiser to raise funds for Pace. And the event is happening on Sunday, August the 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Birdhouse. And the Birdhouse is located at 44 West 4th Avenue in Vancouver. And that is West 4th Ave and Manitoba Street. It will be an afternoon to be with community, play games, eat some barbecue. And I don't know if I've shared this before on the show, but I love a barbecue. And there's also going to be a sexy hot dog eating contest as well. Pace Society is a peer-driven organization that provides support, advocacy, and education by, with, and for current and former sex workers in so-called Vancouver. They will have meat and vegan options, so there's going to be everything for everyone at the barbecue. There's going to be a bunch of games. There's going to be merchandise for sale, and there's going to be a 50-50 draw. It's highly encouraged to register through Eventbrite, and that's going to help ensure that the venue is in the know of how many folks are showing up, and it also helps Pace Society plan for food and other supplies. I'm going to include the link to Eventbrite in today's show notes, and if you are interested in competing in the sexy hot dog eating contest, I'm also going to include the email in the show notes as well. The deadline for the contest, though, to enter is August 16th at 12 p.m. So you have some time. Now let's break for the first music set of the show. And then when we are back, I'm going to share an interview that I did earlier today with Gina Chong. And we chatted about the BC Dumpling Festival.
The way you do it. Yeah. You want my love, sit down to it. The way you do it, you want my love, sit down to it. Yeah. Gotcha. The way you do it, you want my love, sit down to it. Gotcha, gotcha. Sit down, down, down to it.
ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, 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 and I hope you enjoyed the first set. I'm just going to go through some of the tracks that we heard before we get into the first interview of the show today. Starting off, we had Bauer kicked off the set with Way You Do It, after that was Soho and Pal Joey with Hot Music. This is a track that just popped into my playlist as I was coming up to the mountain here, and I was like, yeah, I haven't heard that track in such a long time, I had to play it. After that was Enon by A Tribe Called Red, and Shub ended with the track Legacy, and that was featuring DJ Paul and Nova RX. All right, and so now we're going to get into the interview that I had today. We talked about BC Dumpling Festival.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Gina Chong, Executive Director of the Asian Arts and Culture Society, and we're going to talk about the BC Dumpling Festival that's happening on Saturday, August 15th. So Gina, how are you? How are things?
Hello, I'm doing.
And I'm just going to play one more track here while I cue up my conversation with Gina on another screen right now. So we're going to go with one track here. And this is a track by Vince Staples called Cotton. And I just stumbled on this track today. So I'm going to play that and then get into the conversation.
When I feel like falling down, pick me up when I feel like falling down. As life goes on and death gets close, you'll need someone that makes you whole. That's love, but please don't be deceived.
the need to turn up the light. Record spinning is so hypnotic. Music make you feel just like cotton. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Drop the needle, turn up that volume. Record spinning, this show hypnotic. Music make you feel just like cotton. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Dance for me, dance for me. I wanna see you dance for me, dance for me. I wanna see you dance for me, dance for me. I wanna see you dance for me, dance for me. I love to see you move for me, groove for me. I wanna see you move for me, groove for me. Let me see you move for me, groove for me. I wanna see you move for me, groove for me. I wanna see you. Drop the needle, turn up the volume. Record spinning is so hypnotic. Music make you feel just like cotton. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Drop the needle, turn up that volume. Record spinning is so hypnotic. Music make you feel just like cotton. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling down. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Drop the needle, turn up that volume. Record spinning is so hypnotic. Music make you feel just like cotton. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Pick me up when I feel like falling. Up when I feel like falling.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Scott Gurney, Executive Director of 17 Black Events, and we're going to chat about the festival that he's a founder of, Brewery and the Bees, which is happening in Vancouver on August 30th at Concord Pacific Place, 811 Carroll Street. My first question is, would you mind sharing like a bit of the history about this festival?
Yeah, for sure. So we started the event in Victoria, BC in 2012. And we hosted the first event at the Phillips Brewing Company in mid-September. And off of the strength of that event, we had some friends visit from Vancouver who were in the culinary community, and they said, you know, we'd love to see this in Vancouver. So the following year, we did the event in Vancouver in 2013, and then 2 years later in Calgary. So 2015 was our inaugural event there. And just a few weeks ago, we produced our first annual event in Toronto. So we've managed to expand the event into Eastern Canada and have grown it over the years into a really, you know, premium high-end culinary event that represents the best of the best in each community.
Love to hear that. And so for somebody who's like listening right now, just hearing about Brewery and the Bees for the very first time, can you kind of dig a little bit more deeper as to like what someone could expect if they were to attend?
Definitely. So the name is a little deceiving. Brewery and the Beast was the conceptual name when we came up with it. But we are not a beer fest, and we are not a barbecue or rib fest. This event is definitely a really high end, chef-driven culinary event that features 100% of the dishes are made with proteins. So it's a very protein forward event. All of the proteins that are showcased at Brewery and the Beast are 100% Canadian sourced. And here on the West Coast are primarily sourced from farms in British Columbia and Alberta, and are sourced from farms and ranches that take a very traditional yet progressive approach to farming. So, you know, a real ethical background for a lot of these farms. You know, the animals are you know, growing up in natural environments where they can exhibit natural behaviors, all natural diets, lots of access to space and clean water to drink. And generally just a really, you know, smaller, more boutique style of farming that, you know, raises animals in a environment where the product that is produced is fantastic. And so this is what's featured. We're really looking at that smaller footprint, more regenerative farming practices, and how, you know, taking a different look at farming and food growing. And then those products are featured in the chef's dishes. almost, I would say, 90% of the food is cooked over live fire. So there's a really, you know, interacting moments there with the chefs and watching them cook and being able to be firsthand and you know, watch these cool fire displays that are set up at the event take place, as well as cooking with wood and charcoal and, you know, again, very traditional primal ways of cooking. Mm-hmm. And the food that comes out of this with the ingredients and cooking with live fire and the best chefs in the city, the food is outstanding. It's so fresh and it's vibrant and it's unique. And the cool thing about this event is that the ticket is inclusive. So you can eat as much as you want. You can explore as many of the dishes as you want. Mm-hmm. There's no extra purchases on site. There's no exchanging of tickets or lining up for tickets, then going and get your food. It's just all one enjoyable experience once you're inside. So the food is really outstanding, and there's more than 60 chefs cooking at the event, and they are really the city's best of the best. And we have, you know, chefs coming down from Whistler, we have some chefs coming over from the island, but the majority are those you know, right in Vancouver and the outlying communities. So, you know, you can expect to see the top restaurants in the community there.
Love it. And you did mention tickets. I'm just curious, what are the ticket prices this year?
So we have two levels of ticket. The main event ticket is $179.95. And again, that is fully inclusive of all of your food, all of your beverages, live music. So once you're inside, you're not purchasing anything. The beverage sizes aren't sample sizes. They're a standard service. So, you know, you're not drinking beer samples or wine samples. You're getting, you know, a proper beverage in hand so you can wander around and enjoy the event at your speed. And the VIP ticket is $299.95. And that gives you an additional 1 hour exclusive culinary event to enjoy food from chefs that have brought in specifically for the VIP event. And then you have a space that you can come and go from during the event as well. So that's an opportunity to have a little more seating, a little more shade, a few extra cool dishes. And it's a great place for hosting friends and family or coworkers.
Love it. Mm. And I checked out the website just for like deets and stuff like that. And I noticed that there is a great commitment to community involvement. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So since inception, we have been benefiting culinary schools with scholarship funding. Mm-hmm. And then we've grown that into more support for food security programs. So whether that's food banks or whether that's, you know, growing programs and teaching people about food and nourishment. You know, so not only is it, you know, emergency services for outreach for people that need food right away, but it's also programming that teaches people how to grow their own food, how to prepare their own food, taking care of lunch programs for kids who are going to school who might not have the resources to provide food on the weekends, as well as food at school. And then we also support a handful of mental health charities associated with the hospitality industry. So outreach for people so they can access mental health